You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
How to more quickly feel comfortable in wealthier self-identity? It's a fancy question. So, a few things. So, first of all, if we go all the way back, and I really like doing this, and this is something straight from Dr. Joe Dispenza. He says your personality creates your personal reality, right? And so, quite a few months ago, I wrote The Rich Get Richer and The Poor Get Poorer, because both are verifying what they believe to be true. Meaning, the rich believe it's easy to make money in any market, any economy, and so they're proven correct. The poor often think that making money is difficult and hard, and so they're also proven correct. So both personality types are creating their personal realities based on their thoughts, their actions, their feelings. And so step one is become aware of your thoughts, actions, and feelings, especially in from your question around money. So if you think that making money is difficult, is hard, is strenuous, is only for certain types of people, then you need to start to be defiant to those thoughts. You need to start to think different thoughts. You need to say, hey, why am I thinking this? Let me stop it. Now, this takes building a muscle, because without awareness, which most people don't have, they're just on autopilot. They think these thoughts, they don't even realize they're thinking them, right? They're thinking these thoughts, which are firing off emotions, and they're just, it's all an autopilot system. They're on autopilot, right? So awareness allows you to be aware of where the car is turning, and then defiance allows you to grab the wheel, right? You grab the wheel and you say, I'm gonna start driving. I'm gonna start thinking the thoughts I wanna think. I'm gonna start having the feelings I wanna have. And so that would be number one, is just becoming aware of your thoughts, actions, and feelings, challenging them around making money, around having money, et cetera. Number two would be mental rehearsal. And so this is where you are rehearsing that future version of yourself. So you can activate that frontal lobe by saying, how would I feel if I had a lot of money? What would that look like? How would I know it's true? And so you can start to move steps past the acquisition of money, and what would it actually look like, right? Where would you shop? Who would compliment you? Who would, what would you give to your favorite charity or cause or church or whatever, right? And so you start to, create this future self, right? This future person. And you start to, so that'd be number two, right? So number one, become aware of thoughts, actions, and feelings. Number two, start mental rehearsal. Number three, this is probably, one and three are difficult for most people. It's one of those things that it's simple, not easy, right? You got to do the work. But number three would be you stop noticing the things in your life you don't like. So when I decided to, many of you have heard this story, I know, but when I decided to become a better ballroom dancer, I didn't overnight have magic steps where all of a sudden I'm like, just killing it on the floor, one day sucking and the next day killing it. But I stopped noticing my missteps. I stopped noticing and paying attention to and giving energy to and sharing and dwelling upon all my mistakes I was making. And instead, I mentally rehearsed being a better dancer, and I stopped noticing the missteps. So stop noticing the missteps for you is stop being so tangled up and being stressed about the bills, right? And obviously, you still got to pay them, but how you emotionally feel about them and how you think about them are different things. You don't have to be stressed about the bills. And I know, easy for you to say, dude. Well, I was in foreclosure. I was $1 million in debt. I think I understand that aspect of it. July 14th of 2009, which is my birthday, I was in foreclosure, dead broke, depressed. very stressed out, very non-optimistic about life. July 15, 2009, I decided I was going to make a change. And that's when I started my journey toward becoming the number one income earner of that company. Notice that the circumstances didn't change, right? My thoughts, actions, and feelings changed. Where I was directing was changed, right? I stopped noticing the foreclosure. I stopped noticing the bills. I stopped noticing the things. And, you know, and you may say, well, that's impossible to do. And I say, there's too much evidence from myself and others that it is possible to do. And so, but as long as you hold on to that it's impossible to do, then your wish will be granted. It will be impossible for you. And so, you know, it doesn't have to be that way.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.